I'd like to call this meeting of Wellbeing Reimagined Committee of SCAC on July 20th to order. I am Barbara Sloat, chair of this committee, and I would like to call on Aminas and Matthews to say the Pledge of Allegiance for us. If everybody would, well, we have our flag, and if you would rise. That and repeat it after Amina.
Ready. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States
of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Be seated.
Thank you. Okay, Meredith will be on a little later, so Desiree, would you please call roll?
Of course. Nicolette Arujo. Linda Cardoza.
Present.
Jerry Chang.
Present.
Meredith Chalemi. Andrea Collins. Susan Dobak. Sherry Geyer. Margaret Huang.
Here.
Elizabeth Jimenez. Susan Langley. Carrie Keene. Crystal Miles.
Present.
Patty Mouton. Ann Moudry.
Present.
Joni Nichols.
Present.
Barbara Sloat.
Present.
Amina Sin Matthews.
Present.
And Dave Sullivan.
Thank you, Desiree. Action item four, AB 361 review, and have to make findings required by Government Code subsection 54953E3. A recommendation: continue virtual meetings due to the proclaimed state of the emergency arising from COVID-19. Meeting in person presents imminent risks to the health and safety of attendees, and the emergency continues to directly impact the ability of the members to meet safely in person. Do I have a motion to and a second for this proposal?
I make a motion to accept this proposal, Margaret.
Oh, thank you, Margaret. And a second?
I second it.
Oh, Joni, okay.
Sorry, I had to unmute.
Okay. Desiree, would you please call for the vote? You're muted, yeah.
Nicolette Arujo. Linda Cardoza.
Agree.
Jerry Chang.
Yes.
Meredith Chalemi. Andrea Collins. Sherry Geyer. Margaret Huang motioned. Elizabeth Jimenez. Susan Langley. Carrie Keene. Crystal Miles.
No.
Patty Mouton. Ann Moudry.
Agreed.
Joni Nichols.
She nodded. Joni, you're muted.
Excuse me. Yes, I'm in agreement.
Your vote?
I said yes, I'm in agreement. Oh.
Barbara Sloat?
Yes.
Amina Sin Matthews?
Yes.
And Dave Sullivan. And that is majority chair, and I do see that Sherry Geyer has joined us now.
Thank you. So motion passed. Okay. Item number five. Do we have any guests with us today, Desiree?
We did not receive any requests to speak in advance. We do have one member of the public present. If you would like to address the committee, please use the hand raise icon or press *9 and I will unmute you.
Okay.
Seeing none, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I would like to get on to item number six, our presentation. And I'm so pleased to have as our presenter today, Judy Osuna, who is the Community Outreach and Education Manager for Alzheimer's Family Center. Judy's an advocate for seniors with dementia and passionate about the level of care for all loved ones caring for them. She's an inspirational speaker, a teacher, a licensed minister, and author of the book, You Do Not Have to Be Behind Bars to Be in Prison. You Are the Key to Freedom. That's very intriguing, Judy. And so Judy is going to give us some remarks, talk about this, and then we are going to have some active participation by all of us in her presentation today. And if you would like to hold your questions for the end, that would be great. So it gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce Judy Osuna.
Thank you so much, Barbara. And I even get applause from Joni. Thank you so much, Joni. Thank you. I have the ability to share my screen, yes? So I want to just get this going from the beginning.
Okay.
And thank you very much, Barbara, for giving me the opportunity to speak to your group. I see a lot of familiar names, and it's like Linda said, it was good to put faces to names. So my talk today is not to worry, it's all in your head. And I like to do things so that you can take in information in a more playful way. It works for some, but not for all. So you can ask questions at the end if you have anything that you would like further clarity on. So why do we talk about Alzheimer's? Why does it matter to the general public? Because the current prevalence of Alzheimer's, there's 5.2 million about, it changes daily, Americans with Alzheimer's disease. And in Orange County, or in the United States, Orange County, it's fourth leading cause of death, sixth in the US. And 84,000 residents in Orange County have Alzheimer's. And that's expected to double by 2030, which is only a mere 7.5 years away. So if anybody would like my presentation, I can send it to you, because sometimes pictures don't come out as good, and I don't mind sharing. So does anybody have an idea why there's so many people with Alzheimer's in Orange County? I just asked Barbara to keep the questions to the end, and then I invite you to talk. Barbara, see who I am? So
sure.
I'll address that later, but I'll go ahead and speak to that Orange County has the best weather, and it has the best resources for the aging community. So it's a good retirement area. We have the best of the best here in Orange County. One of the things that I like to share with people.
Is it because of the fact that there's more older people in Orange County?
More people over the age of 65 in Orange County, yes.
That's why, thank you.
Yeah. It's not in the water, Margaret. It's just, we are retiring here, or we come here for the best of our life because of the resources and the services available.
Thank you.
So one of the things that are the main thing that I like to talk about when I do a presentation for preventative, because in today's world, we make appointments for everybody else but ourselves. We run around and we do, and we go. And what they're teaching now is to slow down and deep breathe. Oxygen to the brain can make you think clearer, can calm you down. It's really an
anesthesia. Yeah.
Thank you. For your body, because the brain loves oxygen and it can calm you down. So I like to do a little bit of breathing exercises with you, if you don't mind. I'm going to ask you just to sit comfortably in your chair. And we're going to do four, a count of four inhale, a count of four holding, and a count of four exhale through your mouth, and then just rest. And I'd like for you to just take a moment and notice how you feel now, and then let me know if you feel different at the end of this breathing exercise. The reason why I like to teach breath is the first thing that we do when we're born is we have to receive breath to live. The doctor works with us to breathe and then stays with us until we cry out. And I know some people that have been crying out for all their lives, but at the end of life, you have to let go of that breath. So breath is essential to life. So we're going to do that breathing exercise now. So if you just breathe in through your nose, I'll count you breathe. And then hold it. And then push it out your mouth. And then you rest. Your exhale needs to be as long as your inhale, or you might get a little lightheaded, but breathing will make you lightheaded as well. So let's do it again. Breathe in. Hold. And out. And then rest. Who knew that as we got older, breathing would become an exercise? Breathe in. Hold. Out and rest. We'll just do five of them, so we'll do a couple of more. Breathe in, hold, and out, and rest. Put your hand on your belly button. And as you breathe in, see if your belly rises as you breathe in. And then as you exhale, it should deflate. So breathe in through your nose. And hold. And exhale. So that is five simple 4x4x4. Breathing that you could do in the morning and then early afternoon, and it'll circulate the blood, circulate the oxygen, and keep you centered instead of feeling nervous. I recommend, I'm not a doctor, but if I could tell you what to say, or let's see, how do I say that? I can't tell you what to do, but if I could tell you what to do, I'd tell you to do this twice a day for 10 each time. Breathe in for four, hold it for four, exhale for four, and rest. And it improves the quality of your cognition and concentration. I like to do it in the mornings when I first get up. And then again, right after lunch, because I usually get a little tired after lunch. Stress. How many of you have felt any stress over the past, I don't know, 2.5 years? Your memory and your brain health is highly affected by stress. Thank you, Barbara. Stress will not cause you to get Alzheimer's, but it'll make you feel like you have Alzheimer's. And there's relaxation techniques that you can do, meditation, pleasurable activities, and also using external memory aids, because as we get older, we're supposed to slow down, but it looks like to me, based on my friends and the people that I work with, we try and do a little bit of everything all the time. So if we have external memory aids, it can help us like slow down, because we need to, well, I'm being a mom now. I recommend that you take some time for yourself. Life is best lived in harmony with attention and focus. Journaling in the morning, one thing I offer people to do is, what would you like to experience this day? And I'm not talking about successful sales or appointments. I'm talking about happiness, laughter, calm, peace. And then in the afternoon, write down how you were able to do that so that you train the nervous system to calm down and to relax. It's called mindfulness, and just being present with who you are and what you do helps you relax, helps you engage with people, and you also become a better listener. And then you have to pick friends that are also better listeners. So I want to tell you about a research that they did. It's called the Mind Diet. They did a study where the average person was 81 years old, a little under 1,000 participants, and they ate healthy for a few weeks. I think the total average was 3 months, but they ate, if it grows like a plant, I recommend you eat it. If it's made in a plant, don't eat it so much. They ate more colorful foods, like in the picture here. They did a ritual or ceremony with food where they turned off the TV and turned off the distractions and engaged and enjoyed the flavors of the food. And within that short period of time, they had a 7.5 better cognition. So at 81, they were now having the cognition of a 74-year-old just by eating healthy. And if you notice that what I've been talking about so far is being mindful, eating, and we'll move on now to socialization, where what you can do to stay connected in brain health is have a conversation. And it's not like this, it's not one-sided, it's where you're communicating back and forth. You engage in a conversation. I once called a friend I hadn't talked to in a while. She goes, "Oh my God, it's so wonderful to hear from you." She talked for 15, 20 minutes and then hung up. I called her back and I said, "It's my turn now. You're gonna listen." Because I want a relationship. I value my close friends and I value that time that we spend together. And I also use my friends to talk about things that are wonderful, not things that I'm worried about. I have other resources for that. Does that make sense? So, yes, thank you, Barbara. Holding up your side of the conversation, staying in touch besides telephone. Zoom isn't the best. I would rather be in front of you guys so I could see your faces, look at your body language, see if you're taking notes, what's happening, because that works for me and you. But Zoom is better than isolation any day of the week. So stay in touch beyond telephone. If you really want to touch somebody's heart, send them a card unexpectedly and learn something new. Barbara mentioned that I'm a licensed minister. And one of my teachers said that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and it was good. And I'm not going to get religious on you. But I notice there's only one letter that separates word from world, and it's the letter L. So do you love your life? Do you like what you're doing? Do you take leisure? Or do you feel lonely, lost, limited? Be careful what L you put in your world, because it creates your worldview. So that's just a little sidebar there, but physical activity also helps the brain. The brain loves exercise as well as the body. And out of the aerobic, the resistance training, and the flexibility, guess which one is best for you? The one you love doing. Mm. You're not going to do if it's more of a task than it is a pleasure. So find something you love. Incorporate other things. My son used to tell me that I loved resistance training because I resist exercising. But I like I like to do the aerobic and I like to do the flexibility. You might like swimming, golfing, pickleball is popular right now, but find something you love and don't try to go from couch potato to Olympic athlete. Do a little bit and a little bit and a little bit and a little bit. So I am now going to do a little cognitive exercises with you guys. And this is exercises for the brain. It involves different senses in a novel context. It engages your attention. And it breaks the routine of unexpected, non-trivial ways. So you curious yet? Let's get going.
Yep.
Let's get going. So brain games, multiple lobes. This is testing your memory and thinking skills. So now I want you to unmute and you can just say the answers if you want, or you can be shy if you like. I don't know if we have a chat, if you want to put the answers in there. But what fruit has seeds on the outside?
Strawberries.
Strawberries.
Strawberries are correct. Is there another one?
Raspberries.
Raspberries is another one. So you don't have to do this right now, but you can do it audibly if you like. But you do things that you don't normally do. So you could say the days of the week backward, but you don't start Saturday, Friday. You mix it up and start with Wednesday. And go ahead and just try it. Only take a couple of seconds. You can say it out loud or to yourself.
Tuesday, Monday, Saturday, Friday, Thursday.
So if you do happen to skip a day, just take a breath and start over. Don't sit there and go, oh my God, I've got Alzheimer's. No, you just skip the day. So Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday, Sunday, Saturday, Friday, Thursday, Wednesday. And if that wasn't enough fun for you, you can do it with the months. And this is easy if you go start with December, November, October, September. But what if we started with August? Throws it out of alignment or in lineage there, and it makes you think. We want, that's the whole purpose of staying healthy, cognition, your brain health is by doing something that keeps you engaged, learning, laughing, loving. It helps you live a longer life. I love my L words. So we're going to do this. I would like for you to look at A, B, C, D, and E and find out what piece goes here. And thank you for doing this, because you guys just finished doing about 15, 20 jumping jacks. We're going to go to the sit-ups now. Brain sit-ups. You have to move the pieces around in order to see which one best fits here. Any ideas?
D.
I'm sorry, can you say that again? Did someone
say? I'm going to say A.
I'm going to say B.
B.
B. So, by a show of hands, how many think it's A? Hi, Frank. Okay, how many think it's B? Okay, so any answer is a good answer because you had to think about it. But I actually cut these out and it's A.
Oh.
And B.
Not that we're competitive at all.
But this area right here and this area right here is just a little bit longer. And this is just a little bit fatter.
Oh.
So the actual answer is A?
Pardon me?
So A is the answer.
A is the answer. I know, keep going like this until you can see it, right, Joni? Just keep. And again, I'll send you guys this if you want it.
Yeah, that would be great if you would.
Yeah. So now this is another one. This is called the empty triangle. So if anybody's an engineer or has an engineer mind, you'll probably get this. But let's work the other girls' brains a little bit longer. And the empty triangle, what figure should be placed in the empty triangle? This one takes a little bit of thinking, so I'm going to give you 60 seconds or so.
Say that one more time.
What's, you can't see what I'm doing. Can you see my cursor? What's the number that goes right here in this empty triangle? What formula is used to come up with this number?
Hmm.
I just said that I want you to relax, and I'm giving you enough breath to make you think. But there's a method to this madness. If anybody wants to give it a try. Barbara's working it. I like it, Barbara.
30.
Would you like the answer, or would you like me to let you think on it and try and come up with the answer? Barbara, you may be spokesperson for the group.
Oh, yeah. Spill the beans, Judy.
Okay, we have, is there a, okay. Okay, so this is how it's done. We start with the top number here, 6. We subtract 2 and multiply that number by 2, and we get 8.
Ah, okay.
6 minus 4, 4 times 2 is 8. Now, who can come up with the answer knowing that formula?
Okay.
3.
12.
No, you subtract.
4. 4? No.
3.
Tony had it right. It's 3. Yes,
great.
3. Yes. So these types of things are not normal. Nobody's going to be good at it the first time we do it. But if you practice, and the practice is what helps develop the wisdom, and the wisdom helps you solve other things. So let's go to the next. And now we're going to do some plexers. And we do these exercises with our mild cognitive impairment group at Alzheimer's Family Center. So they are diagnosed with Alzheimer's and do this these exercises as well. So we're going to look at some words, and you're going to look for the familiar phrase in each one of the words. And the key phrase is familiar phrase.
Sorry, I have a medical emergency.
Uh-oh. Okay, so here's the example. What do you think the literal phrase of this would be?
Literal phrase.
Message.
And let me get a literal phrase from each of you. Are you enjoying this?
Interesting. So can you say the question once again for what we're asking?
Looking at this right here, this word, what is the literal phrase that could be behind this word?
Message.
You, when you say literal phrase, are you referring like it's me, the message is my message?
Messages for me. That's a good one, Crystal. I haven't heard that before. I usually hear.
Does that mean me as a sage? I'm a sage?
I've heard that one before. But the literal phrase that we're looking for is mixed messages, because there's different size fonts and there's different fonts. So it's a mixed message. Mixed message.
Oh, wow.
So let's see if we can get it easier. Literal phrase. Women that have kids and husbands might know this. Oh, sorry, Franken. Marco. You probably do the same.
Waiting hand over, weight over hand.
And foot.
You're getting somewhere, Crystal. Stay with it. No, Frank. No?
Before foot. Weight over hand before foot.
Close. This is weight on hand and foot.
Oh. Weight on hand and foot. Okay.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I was nowhere close.
How about this one?
Forever and a day.
That's excellent. Yes. This one? A lot of kids in high school that are very popular and top at their class or their sport, and then go to a university where there's a lot of people that are top performers, kind of feel like this sometimes.
Little fish in the big pond.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Pond. On either side. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You're under arrest.
Yes. You're under arrest. See, once you look at them for a while, they get easier.
Yeah.
How about this one?
Right in the middle.
Close.
I'm right in the middle.
You're right in between two eyes.
Oh,
right in the middle of the eyes. Yes.
Right in between us?
Oh.
This is my favorite. The other one was right between the eyes.
Oh.
Good job, Crystal. How about this one? This one's my favorite.
Busyness, busy.
Good answers, but not what I'm looking for.
In small business.
Close. You want me to help? How am I doing on time? I feel like I'm rushing because I need to get done.
Oh, no, you're fine.
Okay. Okay.
Something with BS.
Something, yes.
Us.
How do you spell business?
With one more, it's lacking an S.
It's lacking an S. So what kind of business would it be if it's lacking?
Out of business?
Well, it could be, yes.
Without an S. Small business. Business.
Okay. How about unfinished business?
Oh. Wow. That's too logical.
There's only a couple more. Literal saying. It's like the mentality of staying with the herd because there is
safety in numbers.
Safety in numbers.
Yes. Everybody coffee. Knows this one.
Coffee.
Coffee break.
Coffee break. I never do this. Does anybody
else? Sleeping on the job.
Job.
See how easy it is once you get the hang of it?
Uh-huh. That's great.
It reminds me of a crossword puzzle.
It's making you think different than you normally think. So you use different parts of the brain that you normally use.
Oh, holy.
Anybody golf?
Hole in one.
Hole in one.
Oh.
How
ma'am?
About this one?
Mail?
This used to be a famous saying when.
The check is in the mail.
Checks in the mail.
Oh. That's when we still had checks and mail.
And everybody take a deep breath and know that this was fun and not just
growing pains.
Growing pains. awesome. And this one?
Round of applause.
Yes. So Alzheimer's Family Center is open, and Alzheimer's Family Center is open Monday through Saturday. And we're open, we're receiving patients from 9:30, and they go home around 2:30. And we're still very cautious due to COVID, but we're open. We still open or offer the ZAP program, and ZAP is the Zoom Activities Program. And it's only $50 a month. If you've ever wondered what it's like in a memory care facility like Alzheimer's Family Center, for $50 a month, you could participate in all of the classes that we offer there. And we also do caregiver counseling. So if you know anybody that is taking care of somebody with Alzheimer's, we offer free 8 1-hour caregiver counseling sessions. The only qualifier is that you're taking care of somebody with Alzheimer's. And if your kids or your grandkids is helping you, they all qualify for counseling. Barbara, you have a question?
Well, I was wondering, is there a minimum number of days per week that people can come in?
You're asking what the day requirement is to attend?
Yeah.
1 day a week. Hmm. We used to do 2 days a week, but because of the high demand, we lowered it to one, because prior to COVID, we had about 105, 110 patients a day. Now we're creeping back in. We're at 35 or 40 a day, but we're doing it, we're proceeding with caution and carefulness. And I also want to say that we have a Zoom caregiver support groups. And we also have a group that if anybody has a concern with aging or a diagnosis or dealing with issues of losing their license or losing their independence, we have a group that we call the Equilibrium, and Medicare pays for that. So I'm going to stop sharing this. And go to
the fee.
Medicare pays for the Equilibrium program. So Alzheimer's Family Center, are you asking me what the fee is to go to our facility?
Right, right.
Okay, it's $110 a day. And that includes a lunch and snacks and all types of activities, PT and cognitive therapies.
Thank you.
And where are you located?
Indianapolis and Bouchard in Huntington Beach.
Okay.
We're right across the street from a high school and right next to a St. Simon and Jude.
Are you able to put your email address in the chat, Judy?
I tried, but it goes just to one person.
Oh, you have to change the drop down probably to host and panelists.
Ah, thank you very much. I see that now. I will put my contact information in there. I would love to be able to share or talk at anybody's company or group if they're interested. I'm free. And I like to do interactive things, because it's important for people to know that, yes, it is important to exercise. Yes, it is important to always be learning. But all of that falls on us as just one more thing to know and do. But when you have an experience, and hopefully somebody enjoyed it in the group, you might be more likely to do it on your own, or to take it and do it with people. And I like to, to do simple things like tell me everything that is a fruit, a vegetable, or an animal that starts with the letter S. And that's just, everybody is always on their phone, and these are group things they could do together. Sherry, you have a question for me?
No, I'm sorry, I hit the wrong button, but this is really an excellent presentation.
Thank you.
Personally, in my family, thank you.
Yes, it is an excellent presentation. Is there any way you can send us a PowerPoint?
Yes, Margaret, I will send it to you. I'll send it to Barbara, and then Barbara can send it to everybody that was here, And then you could tell it to everybody that wasn't here and see if they'll come to another talk so they can.
Yeah, I think Desiree will help us with that. Won't you, Desiree?
Yes, of course. Judy,
I don't have Desiree's.
I still don't see your email in the chat, Judy.
Oh, okay.
Judy, I'll go ahead and email you. And if you want to just respond with the presentation attachment and I'll send it to the group.
Yeah, I'd like to share that I met Judy when she was at our Oasis Senior Health Fair.
Oh, nice.
a couple of months ago, I believe it was. And we all jumped on her and said, oh, would you speak for our group? So see, it's working, Judy.
I like it. I really appreciate the opportunity. And I know it's hard to communicate by Zoom, but I still like it better than no communication at all.
Right.
Barbara, you did a wonderful job because I see the email. It's nice to connect the face with the email.
Great. Barbara, so on that note, yeah.
I'd like to compliment you as well. You're so organized. With the Zoom link, it starts tomorrow. It starts within 1 hour. I love that kind of thinking.
You caught me on a good day. So
happy about that.
So anyway, Judy, thank you so very much for the presentation. And I think we're going to move on. You're more than welcome to stay for the rest of our meeting if you would like to or not. Your choice. So at this point, are there any announcements from our members?
Can I?
Sure.
Can I make one announcement and then I will have to go? But I'm worked with Oasis Senior Center and we're doing a Mind Booster series at the center in October.
Ah.
And it's October 6th, 13, 20, and 27. And it's from 10 to 12. And it's 4 weeks, but on the first week, we do a neurologist. Second week, nutritionist and physical therapist. Third week, psychologist. Fourth week, elder law. And why do we have elder law in that mix? Because you want to take care of your concerns about aging before there's a crisis and you don't put the burden of your loved ones to make decisions you don't want to make.
Yes.
That's my final commercial. Thank you very much. I look forward to seeing you again. And it's been a pleasure, Barbara. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
So back to anybody have any announcements? Frank.
Yes. Yeah, so going back to good fashion that we used to do with the health veg. They've only changed the name. So we're finalizing one of our Matter of Balance classes at Lake Forest. We have 15 people in attendance. We have one more class to finish there. We are doing a virtual chronic disease self-management class. We're already in session 4 of the 6-session class. Can I share my screen? Can I share my screen?
Oh,
sure. I believe I can. Give me 1 second here. So you see the flyer here?
There it is.
Healthy Living with Diabetes.
Uh-huh.
It's going to take place August 16th, and it's going to go consecutively for 7 days minus a dark day on September 6th. It's from 9 to 11:30. This is going to be the Healthier Living with Diabetes, and it's going to be at the Meadows in Irvine. People can call that number to register for the class. And then stop sharing. Share. If you go to the California Healthier Living page, you'll see all the classes that are in Orange County by going to counties. Once I click on counties, I'm going to go to Orange. And you get a small description of all the classes that we have. And then as you scroll down, there's my contact information for the health educator. And as you can see, trying to do self-management is already going, or is taking place right now. The diabetes self-management, this is when it's going to start. That's the flyer that I just sent out. And then Matter of Balance is taking place again at Mission Diego. And it's going to start September 27th and ends November 15th. This class gets filled up all the time. There's always a waiting list. So if you know people who are interested in wanting to attend this class in person, these two are in person. Please share this with your clients. I believe Lake Forest, they have to live nearby, but you can give that information to them. And we are going to be sending out a flyer for the upcoming training for volunteers. So people who are wanting to volunteer to learn how to deliver the chronic disease self-management and the diabetes self-management is going to take place at the end of September, I believe September 29th, for five consecutive Thursdays from 8:30 to 4:30. And 6th, 13th, 20th, and 27th are the consecutive dates and times. And by the end of the training, if they fulfill the requirements and if they are within the standards that we provide the education, then they will be certified to deliver those two classes, co-facilitate those classes. Again, it's called Lay Leader Training for Chronic Disease Self-Management and Diabetes Self-Management. We're looking for bilingual speakers so that we can have more different variety of languages that we can provide the class. But right now, they can be trained in English, and for the most part, other people that are fluent in their native tongue with another partner can facilitate the class once they're done with the training. Do you have any questions?
Well, Frank, that was very helpful for you to walk us through how to navigate through this, finding the program.
Yeah, and Frank, is that online anywhere? Going to OC Health, will all that information be on there?
It's California. California Healthier Living. Let me try that one more time here. Share screen. So it's www.healthierliving.org. If you actually get to the page.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the very top, you'll see the counties. Once you click on counties, you'll see all the counties. If they're able to populate their own county website, then you'll see the classes that are offered in those counties. But the center column with the label orange, we're the only orange county in California. Once I click on that, you're directed to our specific page on the California Healthier Living website. And as you scroll down, you'll notice that we are populating more classes.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's great.
And if you want to register for the class, you can click on the actual label and it gives you a little bit more information, the contact information. And at the very bottom, it says, sign up now.
Ah, and is there a charge for these classes?
Free. Zero.
Ah.
Complimentary by the Older Americans Act.
Oh, fabulous. Okay. That's great.
Yeah.
Anybody have any questions for Frank?
We're missing Meredith.
No. Thank you so much.
Anytime.
I always forget to call on you right away, Frank, because you don't always come to our meeting.
Yeah, I was finishing some proofing of some leader's manual. That's why I was late to getting to this meeting. And I was like, I'll call you back. It's like, so I ran in and logged on. I'm trying, if I'm not teaching a class, and I'm not doing other class events, then I'm going to always schedule you to have me there at the beginning of the class.
Okay.
At least try to send reports now that we're starting to get more classes on the calendar. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm going to be sending the flyer, the class flyer, and the training flyers once they're ready to go to promote the leaders training. So hopefully you and or someone you know can attend the trainings so that they can help facilitate the class.
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for the time.
Hey, we have item 8, public matters. Do we have, Desiree, any requests for the public to speak?
We actually did the public comment earlier, but we no longer have anybody in the public present. And again, we did not receive any requests to speak in advance.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, on that note, it's item number 9. And it's been wonderful spending time with all of you this month. And our next meeting will be August 17th. At 1 p.m. And with that, I would like to adjourn the meeting. So the meeting is adjourned. Thank you. Have a great week.